proclaiming the gospel throughout the world. Bill Winston Ministries is bringing lost souls to Jesus Christ and teaching them how to walk in a victorious life. We invite you to receive all the blessings that God has for your life. Bill Winston Ministries presents The Believer's Walk of Faith.
Hello, this is Bill Winston, and welcome to another program. The program that you're watching is called The Believer's Walk of Faith, where we walk by faith and not by sight. We have a powerful faith teaching for you today. We're teaching on the force of faith. Now, like we said, when you eat natural foods, you get something called strength. Well, there's a strength that you get when you eat the Word of God. Remember, the Bible says in Matthew 4:4, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. You see, just like you can take food and you swallow it, digest it, and once you digest it, you're done. Your system takes over. Same thing about the Word. Once you conceive it, you're done. Your system takes over. And your system, with natural food, it builds strength. You take the spiritual food of the Word of God, it builds faith. Glory to God. And that faith will lift things, do things, remove the impossible things. It's a powerful force in your life. You get your Bible and pencils and papers ready. Let's go into this thing. It's good. It's called the force of faith. Faith, we said, is a law. Now, law is something that works the same way, what? Every time. And get this, it'll work for you, it'll work for me, it'll work for somebody in Japan, it doesn't make any difference. But faith is a higher law than time. Amen. Time is a temporal creation. Time was a creation of God. Okay? And everything God created, He put under man. Got it? Everything. So, what time tries to do with your life is imprison you. And if you're not in faith, it will. Because faith is the only law that will supersede it. So where it takes something a long time, let's say, here's Jesus, He said, peace, be still. And the storm immediately stopped. Well, notice what time would have you to do. You got to wait on the storm to pass. Now, y'all follow what I'm saying? Yeah. See, if you're in time, you got to wait on payday. Right. Are y'all following what I'm saying? See, now, what brings you into the prison of time? Fear. It's designed to lock you out of faith and put you in time. Hopefully the devil will have you run out of time. Boy, she could have gotten healed if she just had a few more days of that thing fighting that infection. No, faith will get you healed in a second. In a second. Because it overrides time. It takes time and brings time to zero. Are you with me?
Yes.
So just think of anything it takes you time to do, then apply faith to it. That's why a lot of people, even in their giving, they run out of time because they never sowed in faith. They sowed in time. So now it's going to take time for that harvest to come back. And usually it takes so much time until they give up. Because they said, man, I'll forget about this. This ain't come back. But if you sow it in faith, you can get blessed before you get out of the building. I'm telling you now, because are you following what I'm saying? Over at the graveside of Lazarus. We took you to that. And what happened was, they told Jesus and came running, telling him, say, hey, he who you love is sick. The one who you love. Well, that was Lazarus. And he said, instead of jumping up where he was, dropping his scrambled eggs and running out there to Lazarus, he stayed two more days where he was. Okay? And when he did that, he stayed where he was too long, because when he finally got there, Lazarus died. Why? What killed him? Okay, good. Yeah. That's good. This is a good bunch over here. Maybe I'll go back over there. But here he was, and he got there. And when he got, he finally left, he told the disciples before he left, he said, Lazarus, so-and-so. And they said, well, if he sleep, he told them Lazarus is asleep. They said, well, if he's asleep, he doeth well, meaning that his body is starting to heal and so forth and so on. He said, no, Lazarus, the Bible says, up there it says, the King James said, Lazarus is dead. Now, that is not the Greek. That is not what Jesus said. He never called somebody dead. He said, Lazarus died. Y'all get the difference? See, he knew his words were key for him performing works over time. Because he was releasing faith. So he said, let us die. So he got there, and Martha came, and then the first thing they did is try to put a guilt trip on him. Well, now, if you have been here early, I can see her now. Look. If you had just been here earlier, my brother would not have died. And Jesus said something. He said, your brother will rise again. Now watch the reference. Watch the speech. Watch the belief that's in the heart. I know he'll rise again in the resurrection and the last day. Got it? So when Jesus said he'll rise again, right away, she focused on the last day. See? He said, wait a minute. I am. Come on now. Now, all of a sudden, that took you way back to Moses. When Moses said, who shall I say sent me? And he said, just tell them, I am. See, because there is no time in God. He is the Alpha. Oh, Lord have mercy. Are you following what I'm saying? And so he was telling her, wait a minute, I'm the first and the last. In other words, I am the resurrection. I have come from the resurrection back here in time. And I am the resurrection. I am it. Then he told them, roll away the stone. Now, this is the key for my ministering tonight. Roll away the stone. Now, what did he do when he spoke that? Roll away the stone. Now, he's putting his ministry on the line. He is putting himself in a place where if this doesn't work, am I right about it? Now, I put a word down here, just a minute, that I want to use. He set himself up for ridicule. He set himself up for ridicule. Now that's the essence of what I'm feeling by the prompting of the Spirit that I'm supposed to share with you tonight. He set himself up for ridicule. Now notice, walking by faith can set you up for ridicule. I want you to see that, because we got a lot of cool saints. They don't want to set themselves up for ridicule. But think about it. When Jesus spoke to that tree, it says, and the disciples heard it. Set himself up for ridicule. But see, fear will have you not do that. It'll make you stay in a safe place. Now you got to hear what I'm saying now. I'm not saying foolishness, I'm saying faith. But faith brings you into a place where, boy, I sure hope this works. But you don't have to think like that, because faith is the assurance. You cannot explain it. You cannot feel it. You cannot naturally prove it, but you know it. Now think about it. He spoke to a storm, didn't he? He spoke to water. Now the disciples are watching all of this. He said, "Peace, be still." And it stopped. Now he's speaking to, about to speak to a dead man. So he told him, roll away the stone. Now here they are. They got to roll this stone away. And I can see some of them standing back, them disciples saying, man, boss man done got himself into something. Man, this ain't the Lord done stepped too far out there now. No. Faith is a law. Faith is a law. It will always work. I'm just saying, faith. And when you start living that way, you're living on top of the world. You're living in a place where you now become the governor of this earth, that the word and your faith become the controlling factor in every situation. Not what the doctor said, not what it looks like. It's what my faith says. Are you following what I'm saying? All right, let me try to finish this here. So, what we said is faith will set you up for ridicule. Say amen to this. Amen. All right, so what you have to do is realize that that is the way faith works, because it's so different from the world. Let's go to 1 Corinthians, please, in chapter 2. It says in verse 14, but the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him. Neither can he know them, because they are what? Spiritually discerned. So natural people don't understand the walk of faith. And so you have to realize that when you are involved with natural people, they might think you're a little bit cuckoo, a little bit off. But understand, faith is so different from fear. And when you begin to apply faith and walk by faith like that, it may seem a little weird to other people. Now, Jesus had a certain kind of faith, and that's the kind of faith that he was teaching people about. Let's go to Mark chapter 11, please. Mark chapter 11. And it says here, verse 12, on the morrow when he was come from Bethany, he was hungry. And seeing a fig tree of far off having leaves, he came to it, happily he might find anything thereon. But when he came to it, he found nothing but leaves, for the time of figs was not yet. Now that makes it seem like the season has not come, but the season had come and gone, and this fig tree still bore no fruit. And Jesus answered and said to it, no man eat fruit of you hereafter forever. And his disciples heard it. Now, he spoke now to a tree, and what we said basically is he cursed this fig tree. But it distinctly says his disciples heard it. It didn't say they overheard it, as if he was trying to sneak it in, but they heard it. Verse 19, and when evening was come, he went out of the city. Now that apparently was the same day, but the next day in the morning, as they passed by, they saw the fig tree dried up from the roots. And Peter calling to remembrance and said to him, Master, behold, the fig tree which you cursed is withered away. And Jesus answered and said to them, have faith in God. This idea of faith, it does the impossible. And where this tree would normally take days, maybe a few months, to really wither away, this tree withered away in less than 24 hours. Can I ask you, was Jesus dominating time? Okay. With you using faith, can you dominate time? All right. So now, there are two kinds of faith. One, there is creative faith, and there is dominating faith. Now, creating faith is faith that creates things. It is not creating something that is not there. It's creating something that is already there. All right, let me show you what I mean. Let's go to Isaiah chapter 46, please. It says in verse 9, remember the former things of old, for I am God and there is none else. I am God and there is none like me. Declaring the what? In from the beginning and from ancient times the things that are not yet done, saying, my counsel shall stand and I will do all my pleasure. In other words, whatever I've said will come to pass. All right. Everything that God is going to do for you, he has already done. Come on, stay with me now. See, if you don't understand how time works and your dominion over it, it is hard for you to get into the miracle realm. Everything God's going to do for us, he has already done. Why? Because he saw the end, come on, from the beginning. You got it? Now, what is happening with this is that, oh, have mercy. In creative faith, it is already there, but it's there in a dimension that the natural eyes cannot detect it. It is in the spirit realm. But faith can see it. So faith is the substance of things hoped for. Keep going. The evidence of things not seen. It's got to be there because you got evidence of it. If it wasn't there, you wouldn't have no evidence of it. So it is already there. Let me tell you. See, remember, have you ever heard the expression, the devil's in the details? See, what he said is, they that believe shall lay hands on the sick in Jesus' name, come on, and they what? Shall recover. Now, I don't need to go study on internet all about a kidney and how it functions and all of that. I don't need to do that. God is going around the world system. And he's making it so all you have to do is believe it and obey him by laying hands on the sick, and sickness then is cut off at the root. You see, nothing can exist in the natural unless it first exists in the spirit. And if I, by the power of God, can cut it off in the spirit, the natural's got to fall off your body.
Hello, my name is Bill Winston, and I'd like to share with you my story of how I started a brand new life. Years ago, I was brought up in a town called Tuskegee, Alabama. You know, as a little kid, I went to church with my mom and dad, and, you know, we did things that church folk do and so forth. But I got older and kind of got away from church. But what had happened is I got with a company, business and in business, and things began to go south. I mean, things began to go wrong. I was in sales and wasn't selling much. And then my body, a doctor gave me a bad report on my body. And then next thing happened is relationships start breaking up and so forth. I mean, my life began to start just being a wreck. Well, the Bible says the way of the transgressor gets hard, people who don't really have a relationship with God. And one night I just cried out to God. I was downtown Chicago. I said, Lord, would you please help me? And he sent somebody by my place at work, and she took me to a meeting way up on the north side of Chicago. Well, the rest is history. We went into a school auditorium, and people were in there holding their hands up, praising God. Well, I got born again. And then when I got born again, it was like weights had lifted up off my shoulder. Everything began to turn around. I eventually got to be number one salesman in the office downtown. I began to, my body got healed miraculously. The man of God laid hands on me. Power of God hit me. Body got healed. Not only that, finances. I was so deep in debt, I couldn't pay attention. And next thing you know, finances got turned around. I owe no man anything, even to the today. And not only that, but all things begin to get healed and things become in order, and my life just got turned around. I got a brand new start. Well, let me ask you, where do you stand with him? Oh, I was in church when I was a kid, but church was not in me. And that's what can happen to people. They can do things very religiously, but it really not be real. Well, I want to share with you something that's real. His name is Jesus. He came into my heart. And when he did, he turned my whole life around. I'm asking you today, let me share that same Jesus with you. And I'd like to do it by you praying with me. You see, the man of God just made a simple prayer with me. And when he did, a miracle took place. I'd like that same thing to happen to you today. You see, there's no distance in the spirit. You might be in one city and I might be in another. That doesn't make any difference. God hears us all. So if you're there right now and you say, Pastor, that's me you're talking about. I need a brand new start. Well, let me pray for you right now. Here's what I want you to do as an act of your faith. I want you to bow your head with me. I want you to say this after me now. Dear Lord, I come to you now just as I am. You know my life and you know how I've lived. Forgive me, Lord. I repent of my sins. I believe Jesus Christ. He's the Son of God. He died for my sins. And on the third day, He was raised from the dead. Lord Jesus, I ask You, come into my heart. Live Your life in me and through me from now on. From this day forward, I belong to You. In the name of Jesus, amen and amen. Well, if you said that prayer with me, something has happened. And I'm telling you, it's just that simple act of faith. Now, there are some books I want to send you. It's called Born Again and Spirit-Filled. I have it in both the English and the Spanish translation. It tells you the next steps of what should happen in your life, water baptism, and how to witness, and how to find a good church, and so forth and so on. You see, a miracle just took place in your life today. We love you. This is Bill Winston saying, keep walking by faith.
Are you facing challenges in your life and you can't see how you'll overcome them? Are you experiencing sickness in your body, problems in your relationships, or troubles in your finances? This is the time that the force of faith is required on your behalf. The force of faith can do the impossible for you in any situation.
The enemy is not after us. What is he after? He's after our faith. Because he knows faith will defeat him every time.
In this new series, Dr. Bill Winston shows you how to develop your faith and use the force of faith as a power in the earth to manifest all that God has promised you.
Why is faith so important to you? Because faith has no limits. There is nothing that faith cannot accomplish.
Order The Force of Faith today, and you'll learn why faith always declares the outcome before the fight ever starts. Why fear contaminates your faith. Why faith dictates your destiny, not people, and much more.
You got to fight the what? Good fight of faith. See, you got to stay in faith. If you made that confession, you got to stay there. Say amen to that, because you can't go by how you feel or what's coming against you. You can't go by how it looks or what somebody said. You got to go by one thing, the Word of God. If God said it, that's what you believe.
To order your copy of The Force of Faith, simply write to Bill Winston Ministries, P.O. Box 947, Oak Park, Illinois, 60303. By bank card at 1-800-711-9327 or online at www.bwm.org. We as believers can use the force of faith to transform our lives and live the abundant life God has designed for us. Order this teaching, The Force of Faith, today, and allow your faith to grow to higher heights.